Reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And Colossians chapter 3 is one of my favorite chapters in all the Bible. There's so many points of application. But this special verse will be a little way of an intro to our Testimony Tuesday guests. And I'll explain that in just a minute. But reading from Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. It's Testimony Tuesday, but it'll be a Testimony Tuesday unlike just about any other Testimony Tuesday I have. In fact, the two special guests in the studio with me were here last night as we're continuing to work through our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe production. We're rehearsing music and sound effects and recording the various actors and actresses to put together this production, probably to be released in April. There's a lot of work to be done, but I want to shower these two and some of the cast members with sincere thanks for all their many efforts. I've even lost count of how many rehearsals and times we've come together, even throughout the COVID-19 and tried to figure out social distancing and ways we've come together and rehearsed various things. And so you're going to hear two segments that we've been working on. Les, how many hours have you spent? Oh, so at least before I get too far into this program, let me introduce our special guest for today's Testimony Tuesday. Part of the testimony sharing will be Tad Jagish. Many know him as John, but I don't know, most people call you Tad, right?
It's both.
And Tad, if you've been around the Great News Radio Theater Troupe for the last few years, he's had parts from being the voice of God to being Satan to being everything in between. And he's a part of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. In fact, one of his roles is Aslan. So he has that redemptive role of sometimes being on the good side and other times on the dark side. So what do they say that? You're not being typecasted as just the evil voice of Satan. You've also had the voice of God. So we appreciate the variety of roles you're playing. And then Les Gioia, I can't wait to introduce his part. He's got a couple different parts and voiceovers in this thing, but he's going to be the giant, and you're going to delight in that. We're not going to have that today, but in the future, we're going to have Les back to talk about some of the things he's been doing. But Les, you've been working behind the scenes tirelessly, pulling together sound effects from all over the world. I think you wanted to get a British-sounding bird. You're very specific in what you're trying to achieve with train whistles and bombers and ambulances to people walking through the snow to other animals, but you've been literally locating hundreds of sound effects. And so by way of introduction, before we share a little about faith journeys, it's one of these things where I've been so excited to share with our Great News Radio listeners and all the new listeners that are in Springfield, in Beardstown, in Whitehall, in Bloomington, Decatur, Carlinville. They're unfamiliar with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe in that a few years ago we did It's a Wonderful Life and we had 51 cast members and put together that whole production. Well, we're currently working on The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and it's not just a production, it's a musical. So you're going to hear even a little bit of the singing. So we have actors and voices and sound effects and singing. And so by way of introduction, now this is still unfinished, we're still working on it, but this will give you kind of an example of what it will sound like when it's a finished product and we broadcast it over the air. But here's a little 3-minute introduction. So the stage is being set for World War II in Britain. There's bombings taking place and people are trying to figure out where to go, how to move into the countryside, what to do with their children. People are being enlisted. And so you're going to hear some of the voices of those cast members that have been a part of things. Our narrator is Jackie Johnson. Then we have a porter, Reed Harvey. The air raid warden is Cyrus McDaniel. John McDaniel is Peter. Then you'll hear from Claire McDaniel. She's Susan. Sophia Benston is Lucy. And Evan Unzicker is Edmund. So you know some of the cast members of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And everyone knows about Peter and Susan and Lucy and Edmund. Later on, you're going to hear from the White Witch, Dawn McDaniel. And then you'll hear again from Evan Unzicker, Reed Harvey, and then Tad. You do a little singing. This time you're the singing Grumpskin. So anyways, those of you familiar with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I think you'll really appreciate what we're trying to put together. And it's a great theme. It's a redemptive message. It's how the lion Aslan is to be feared, but he's a good lion, and how much he represents the Lord Jesus Christ and dying for our sins and dying for, well, you know the story. But here's a little intro that we're still working out, but you'll hear some of the sound effects and some of the great voices and the characters from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, as done by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And least I forget, our director extraordinaire, Kate Freeman, who's spending a lot of time helping everyone memorize their lines and use the right tense or inflection. And then Dee Chesser has been kind of our music director, and she was at the rehearsal last night helping the characters with their singing and warm-up and voice. So what you're going to hear when we do our second segment was just a taping last night so we can listen to it and see what we need to improve on. So again, it's not the final product, but you'll get an idea. So here's the opening scene of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, as produced by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. But again, it's not the finished product. This is kind of like a draft work-through version as we try to fine-tune it for the future broadcast, probably in April.
Yeah, Mark, I really enjoyed putting together that train station scene.
Mom, Dad, kids, come on. It's story time. Get the popcorn, grab a chair, and gather round as the Great News Radio Theater Troupe presents a radio adaptation of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Let's join them now in London during World War II.
Once there were four children, whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy. This story is about something that happened to them when they were sent away from London during the war because of the threat of air raids. As our story begins, the children are at the train station in London after a bombing raid.
Oi, put out that light. Don't you know there's a war on?
Hey! Just trying to show these kids our seats on the blessed train.
That don't affect the blackout. If it sees that torch, you'll bomb us all to bits.
Now, don't you scare the children.
We're not scared of Hitler, sir.
Evacuees, eh?
England's at war with Germany, so we're going to the country because London's having bombs dropped on us.
And your names are?
Peter.
Susan.
Edmund.
And Lucy. And our second name is Pevensey.
In your orb now, Pevenseys. Your train's ready.
No lights, mind.
For your kids.
Thank you.
So, Tad, that's the first time you've heard it. Now, Les and I, we've been working on it. Les has been doing, what's that, the longshore, the guy that's doing the most work, that's carrying the heavy lifting? Isn't that the long, what's that terminology here? Do you remember that? The longshoreman's duty. Anyways, Les, appreciate that. But, Tad, that's the first time you've heard that. What do you think is that being one of our running draft versions as we fine-tune it in the days ahead?
I thought it was fantastic. It's like, I can see it happening. This is like being in a movie theater and watching the beginning of Star Wars.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, and it's only going to get better as we continue to rehearse and work through the sound effects. But Les, you were brilliant on finding those sounds, and people could really visualize during World War II, the bombers coming in and people, you know, yelling, screaming, trying to find safety, and then the beginning of Peter, Susan, Lucy, and Edmund being transitioned into the country where it'd be more safe, and what they're going to do, and then the whole adventure that they're going to take us on as they explore the wardrobe, and we learn about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So pretty excited about that, and you can tell that I'm just overwhelmed all the hours that you guys have put into it, and Kate Freeman and the cast members, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 rehearsals. There were auditions beforehand, and I think we have close to 40 or 50 cast members involved and singers, and that's a pretty exciting time. So let's hear one more little clip. This is what we were working on last night, and I just said, hey, let's record it so we have a frame of reference to hear how everyone sounds, and I'll mix in the music. And I said, who knows, I might even play it tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. So, Tad, last night you were doing the Grumpskin singing along with the White Witch and some of the kids that were represented in that scene. So let me share that again. It's something that we're just working on, but it'll give people a flavor of what's going on. And you're kind of that grumpy, dark side assistant to the witch. So, you know, it was pretty fun, and we were working on that last night. So here's another couple-minute clip with some of the singing as part of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the production that'll be most likely put on in April by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe.
Thanks. So sweet and light, right to the very center. I've never tasted anything so Turkish.
And do you live all alone in your world, son of Adam?
Oh no, I've got one brother and two sisters. One of my sisters went to Narnia. She said she met a faun.
Do all the people in your world know about Narnia?
No. Only me, my brother, and sisters know anything at all about it.
Are you sure there are just four? Two sons of Adam, two daughters of Eve? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I thought I told you this before.
Turkish delight, Turkish delight. Chunky and chewy and sweet and bright.
Two sons of Adam, two daughters of Eve.
Neither more nor less.
Yes.
Turkish delight, Turkish delight. Chunky and chewy and sweet and bright.
But remember the old prophecy? When Adam's flesh and Adam's bone sits at Kir Paravel enthroned, the evil time will be over and gone.
Besides that maybe dark ending, did you have a taste for some chocolate or Turkish delight, or did we raise some awareness of the White Witch and what's going on in the line, The Witch in the Wardrobe? Or maybe you're just tuning in for the first time and saying, what's going on? I've never heard this kind of thing. Well, it's the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. We continue to have rehearsals, and we're putting together a whole production musical of the line, The Witch in the Wardrobe. And today on Testimony Tuesday, as I talked with Tad last night, I said, how about coming back on Tuesday and sharing a little of your faith journey? And Les has been so faithful and so involved behind the scenes working on hundreds of sound effects and such. I wanted to do a little bit of a shout out for him. And thank you also, Les, for being a part of today, Testimony Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends. And I'll probably have you on again as we get closer to a final production that we'll share over the air to talk about some of the challenges of finding literally hundreds of sound effects to put into this production. But Tad, I began this program with Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And what's kind of unique about this verse, I just love it, because it's whatever you do, whether in word or deed. And you've had a pattern for many years to do a lot of deeds for the Lord. You work on people's cars, you use your hands, you use your expertise to help people, so you're a servant. So your deeds follow your Christian behavior. You do a lot of things to God's glory, but you also use your words, your voice with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe in a variety of ways, in how you speak and how you testify to the Lord's goodness. Even, I think, on your bills that you invoice people, I think it has one of these Colossian verses, either 3:17 or 3:23, which is very similar, which says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord, not for men. But take us through some of your faith journey in our remaining 5 or 6 minutes on how did the Lord reveal himself to you? Was it through the Word, through your parents, through the church? What triggered you to begin following Jesus?
Well, born and raised in the church. My first time in church, I was 3 days old. At a year and a half old, I got up on the platform at the end of the quarter and recited 13 memory verses. So that's been a big part of my life, always been involved with the church. But when you hear testimonies from other people, you're like, wow, that's so amazing that, you know, God really came into their lives and did something incredible. And those of us who've been raised in the church, we kind of feel like, what did we miss out on? But looking back, I think God had a plan. He wanted to use me, first of all, to help people. I look at my work as a ministry, and I like to use my talents to help people and to glorify God. And when I look back, I think this is real, because in my own life, I can see how the Holy Spirit has changed me. So if anybody ever says, you know, how do you know it's the truth? How do you know God is real? And I say, I've never heard voices, fortunately. Not in that context anyway. But I've seen the hand of God at work in my own life, and it's real.
You know what? And your testimony is probably similar to many, if not most. They don't have, I was steeped in sin. I had all these failures. I was, you know, on drugs. I was incarcerated. Yours is more the typical testimony, which is like, look what God saved you from. Look how God was at work to preserve you, to not have to go through some of those things. And sometimes that testimony is really powerful because God freed you from dealing with all that baggage and some of the heartache and the disappointments or the failures. And so never minimize, listener, I'll say this to you too, never minimize that maybe you don't exactly remember that date or how much God saved you from sin, because we've all fallen short, and maybe it's not so dramatic as certain people's testimony. But all the better that God has loved on you and provided a path for you to follow. And so be encouraged by Tad's testimony, because it probably mirrors most of yours, that there wasn't this big redemption to save you from all these sins. Because you do see yourself still as a sinner, right? Even though maybe you don't have any major commandments broken.
Yes, exactly. As God has been working in my life, it's been a very gradual change. But when I look back on my whole life and I see where I am now and where I started, and I think only God could do that.
Yeah.
So there wasn't any big dramatic thing. Like you say, you know, I wasn't a pirate or a drug dealer or a whatever.
I would just, you dirty you scoundrel.
You want me to start using some of my stage voices, right?
Yeah.
It always makes me laugh every time I do one of the bad guy voices, how it always cracks you up.
Yeah. Well, last night at our rehearsal, as we continue to work on this line, The Witch in the Wardrobe, I appreciate both of you guys being involved in the tireless efforts, the many rehearsals, the behind-the-scenes work that'll go into this production. Lord willing, we pray, will be readied by April. We'll see how it all comes together. I know we have many hours of finding more sound effects and working with all the artists and characters and pulling it all together so we can have a great production, probably on some Saturday night in April. It'll be about a two-hour-plus production as we put it all together. So it'll just be fun to have it all broadcast and available for everyone in the coming months. So, well, thank you, Tad, for being available. Thank you, Les, for coming in again and being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. This program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, under the Mark and Friends link. Also, you can access it at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link, and maybe you can pass it on to a friend and say, hey, in the future, if Great News Radio has other things they're doing with the theater troupe, you should be involved. So we're always praying up what God will have us do into the future. And thank you guys for your commitment. Thank you, Kate, for all the efforts she's doing as our director behind the scenes. And we have about a cast of 50 other people that we'll be bringing together in the days ahead. So we'll have this production for your listening pleasure. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Byrne, Tad Jagish, and Les Joya with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.